This is a special edition of Computer Security Update for Friday, July 1st, 2005. Several important things to note today. There's a fake Microsoft Security Bulletin email that's going around directing recipients to download and install an executable that purports itself to be a Microsoft Security Cumulative Patch. However, instead of installing a security patch from Microsoft, this executable installs a piece of software called a Trojan horse called SDBot instead. SDBot installs what's called a backdoor onto a user's computer that allows a malicious person or an attacker to remotely gain control of your computer. As always, don't open unsolicited web links that are in email messages and make sure that you have antivirus software installed and that its virus definitions are up to date. Make sure your computer is patched with the latest security fixes and service packs if they are available. On June 14, 2005, Microsoft issued a security bulletin regarding Outlook Express versions 5.5 and 6.0, a popular email and newsgroup reader for Windows that could allow an attacker to set up a specially configured newsgroup server, which could allow a malicious attacker to execute arbitrary commands and programs on an infected user's computer. Well, an exploit for this vulnerability has been reported. All users of Outlook Express 5.5 or 6.0 are encouraged to immediately upgrade to the latest versions by visiting the Microsoft Download Center or by running Windows Update. Phishing attack numbers continue to rise. Remember, don't follow unsolicited links and email messages, and contact your financial institution immediately if you think you may have inadvertently revealed your username, password, or other financial information to an unauthorized party. There's a new computer virus outbreak. A new version of the virus MyTob, MyTob virus, actually three new versions, which could affect users of Microsoft Windows. You can help protect yourself by regularly visiting Windows Update to download the latest hotfixes and security packs for your system, and by installing and maintaining antivirus software. And last, we come to Michael Jackson's spam. There are confirmed reports of emails circulating the internet informing recipients of an attempted suicide by Michael Jackson. Recipients are instructed to click on a hyperlink for more information. Clicking on the link, however, embedded within this message takes you to a web page which attempts to install malicious software onto your computer. As always, never click on unsolicited hyperlinks and email messages, and make sure your computer is regularly updated, that you have antivirus software installed, and that your virus definitions are up to date. If you have a computer security question or would like to comment on this or any other episode, please visit computersecurityupdate.com.